Considering we do 12,000 deals a year, that gives you an indication how many e-commerce businesses we sold.
Hi, I'm Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA, and I'm the leader of the 10K Collective Mastermind for private label sellers and product brand owners who sell at least $500,000 a year or more on Amazon. Over the last 5 years, we've had members triple their revenue in 1 year, grow to 8 figures, and one member get to a 7-figure exit. Hooray! Now we're taking it to the next level. I'm excited to introduce the 10K Collective Uber Mastermind. It's a unique combination of peer group support in person and online and specialist coaching. If you're ready to take your business to 7 figures and beyond, just go to theamazonmastermind.com. Ladles and jelly spoons, boys and girls, welcome back to the 10K Collective podcast for 6, 7, and 8-figure Amazon and e-commerce sellers. Today, I'm talking to Benny Gould, who's the global head of advisory at Flippa.com, the number one platform to buy and sell online businesses. So we're obviously talking buying and selling or M&A today. Benny, first of all, warm welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Michael. It's great to be on.
Where are you coming to us from, out of interest?
Amsterdam. Yeah, Amsterdam is our headquarters for Europe.
Nice. And has the company got a global reach? I presume it's quite a big brand. It's been around for a long time, right?
Yes, absolutely. So you probably can tell I have an Australian accent from Melbourne, born and bred. And Flippa's actually also born and bred from Melbourne, headquartered in Australia. And we have our leadership and operations and product and engineering teams based out of Melbourne. And Austin, Texas is our also hub for the United States, as well as, of course, Amsterdam. But we're lucky where we have a number of people dotted throughout the world in a remote capacity. So yeah, very distributed team across the team at Flippa.
Cool. So you're very at home with the digital space. Obviously, Flippa's been around for a long time. I guess, you know, you tell me that, I guess it's had that reputation in back in the past as being for the smaller deals. And I'm presuming that you've been around for long enough for that to be no longer the case. Tell me a bit about, more about Flippa and yourself.
Yeah, definitely, Michael. So the company has been around for more than 15 years. And as you can tell by the name, it originated from around 2008 when people were buying digital assets and flipping them and making a profit off those businesses. And as the internet began to mature year after year, from domains to content sites to apps to SaaS, and even now more so social media channels or YouTube channels, the ecosystem is certainly getting more complex when it comes to the different types of assets out there. And yeah, definitely Flippa has been and will always be the number one place to buy and sell online businesses, small and large. And we've done over 12,000 deals last year, which is a lot for a platform in this space in particular. And then at the higher end of town, we currently have over 122 businesses for sale north of $1 million in valuation. So we certainly have some fantastic 7- and 8-figure deals available for digital asset acquirers as well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's always one of the places that I would think of first if I were looking for digital assets or digital businesses to buy. And so interesting that you've got a really huge spread of business values, including the ones at the higher end, of course. So that gives you, I guess, you know, 15 years and 12,000 deals a year gives you a heck of an overview as a business, as a company, of the whole landscape. So let's get to that today. So I would love to get a feel for what your view is, Benny, from your position of the landscape in 2024, specifically within e-commerce. And I suppose my narrower corner of it is the Amazon sellers, although an Amazon business begs the question in itself, doesn't it? Is this even a separate business? Discuss. But there was the whole friends with aggregators. That was a kind of crypto of its year, and then Bitcoin or whatever. It seems like one of those things that went mad and then disappeared. Is that the case? Are we looking at the death of selling of Amazon businesses? Is it still going on? What's the overview here?
Yeah, definitely not the death, Michael. I think e-commerce is here to stay for a very long time, certainly in the direct-to-consumer market and most certainly in the Amazon space. I think every wave of technology since the dot-com boom has seen ups and downs of different types of asset classes. So, you know, take a look at the domain aspect in the early 2000s, where people would simply buy tens, if not thousands of domains and sit on those domains for a period of time until they had some value and then would sell those for a very nice amount. And then, of course, came the content sites and affiliate and ad revenue that were driving opportunity. Shortly after, then, of course, was apps in spaces like gaming or work apps. And then shortly after that was what you're referring to, which is e-commerce and certainly the Amazon space. Once people had caught up to the fact that in most mature markets, people were ordering their goods online and not necessarily going into the store. And of course, markets like the United States and the United Kingdom and Australia, to a certain extent, have seen this dominant force of e-commerce become the norm. But there are certainly many other markets that don't particularly have the maturity that those countries have. And so we see this continuing. And from our point of view, you know, we as a marketplace consist of two parts. So we of course help business owners with providing evaluation to their business, so to understand what their business is worth. And that's typically an evaluation that's done in three parts. So one is we look at the asset value, what that actual physical asset or the digital asset in this mean is worth. Second is the financials that are associated to the business, you know, revenue, expenses, and whether it's profitable. And then the third component is there anything about the business that is unique or has intellectual property that provides an increase on the valuation? And then typically we help owners with positioning their business to a community of acquirers. And that's the second side of the marketplace, is people that are buying and acquiring. And typically, Michael, an acquirer has around four businesses on average that they run. So this micro community that is just huge in numbers, we have, I think, more than 3 million members on the platform, on average have four businesses. And so you see this sort of biggest kept secret of people building fantastic businesses through the e-commerce and in particular the Amazon space, and then flipping them and continuing to grow as well.
Yeah, interesting. So many questions implied by this. I love this space somehow. I don't know why it fascinates me so much particularly, but there's something about a market where people buy and sell things which in themselves have some buying and selling going within them. It's like wheels within wheels. I don't know, I find it fascinating. So first of all, so how is 2024 in your view? You've got the flipper sort of pretty big lens, if you like, to look through, but an overview of the market for e-commerce businesses in 2024. How does it stack up compared to the last couple of years? Are the valuations much lower, or is that just a myth? I know a lot of the aggregators have gone to, you know, bitten the dust in some cases, and that's sent a bit of a scare through the e-commerce community, specifically Amazon-focused sellers. What's the overview here? How does it compare?
Yeah, of course, in the e-commerce space, you've had the boost of COVID, and particularly those businesses driving a significant amount of revenue in a short period of time. You know, people that typically had full-time jobs had taken time out to go and build a brand or go and start their own dropshipping business or their own direct-to-consumer business, in some cases also B2B, and be very successful in that period of time when the world really needed products delivered to their homes. Shortly after the COVID period, when you mentioned the aggregators had really capitalized on that opportunity, we've seen a significant amount of assets come to Flippa.com. In particular, I mentioned, you know, direct-to-consumer and Amazon businesses, but some of those were distressed sales and some of them continue to be fantastic brands. People that are driving not only revenue for their brands, but profitability and considerable profitability. And so there's still huge opportunity here for aggregators, for high net worth individuals, for strategics, for private equity. There is no shortage of cash out there. Let's be really clear that we have more buyers visit our platform and sign up every month on month for the last at least 2 years that I've been at the company. So there is a lot of liquidity out there to acquire businesses. It's just changed the type of business that they're looking to acquire. So one that obviously operates on certain metrics, but certain categories. So, you know, toys in the children category are popular. Pets obviously are very popular as a category as well. Less so fashion, less so dropshipping. That doesn't really touch the, you know, the manufacturer or in particular the seller in this respect. So yeah, most certainly turning the corner into this year. I think in 2023, more than 80% of the assets on our platform were e-commerce. So that's a huge spike. And considering we do 12,000 deals a year, that gives you an indication how many e-commerce businesses we sold. last year, and again, they're profitable. So we only take on profitable businesses, which shows us a lot of upside in the ecosystem. And then turning the corner, and as I mentioned, into 2024, you know, January and February are always a little slower because of the Christmas period, the Black Friday sell period, and then through to Christmas gives, as you know, among your audience, the Amazon owners and in particular e-commerce business owners, a bit of time off to take a breath and to reset in January, and then to fire up their business if they're considering an exit in March. And so we've seen a record month in March at Flippa across the company, and we see a huge opportunity for business owners to really map out and to plot their exit in the coming months.
Interesting. Yeah. So it sounds really like overall, you can't judge 2024 yet because we've only just started it in terms of the actual market. And that makes sense. I mean, yeah, people are exhausted trying to get anyone to leave the house in January for anything. It's a bit of a mission, isn't it? Particularly if you've been selling on Amazon in Q4. Yeah. Mm. Okay. So that sounds pretty positive. And the fact that you've got more than 80% of your assets on the platform at e-commerce now, that surprises me. It's not because I'm not bullish about e-commerce because I'm in that field, but what are the other assets out there that people buy, and how does the proportion between those assets for sale change in terms of digital assets? You mentioned the different things like, you know, domaining, apps, you know, general affiliate sites.
Yeah.
How has the mix changed over the last few years?
Yeah, great question, Michael. You're seeing an interesting divergence of combining business models together. So if you're an e-commerce store and you're selling a certain product, what would that look like if you introduced subscribers to that audience? Or what would it look like if you introduced affiliate or ad marketing spend to that, and you know, ad revenue, I should say, to that? So you're seeing kind of an interesting mix where business owners are thinking, gee, I run a content site. My main drivers of revenue being affiliate and ads is coming presented with its own challenges, whether it's Google updates or whether it's, you know, managing the AI boom and unique content and expert content that is challenging for many of these content site owners. But what if I actually start selling products on my site, and I bring that e-commerce ecosystem into this content play that I already have a really strong hold of? And what would that mean for the future of my business if I wanted to exit? So we're seeing that happen in real time, and that's pretty exciting. So you've got SaaS and e-commerce coming together hand in hand. You've got content and e-commerce coming hand in hand. Different, of course, for the Amazon community, no doubt. But I think we'll see something similar in that space as well, where there'll be opportunities to kind of have an omnichannel approach to the way that they position themselves.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. So it's not just omnichannel, it's omni-business model. So omnichannel is such a buzzword for e-commerce sellers, but they tend to sort of self-identify as I buy and sell widgets, or, you know, we get them made for us or whatever it may be. But that is, of course, one of the limitations on an Amazon-focused business. And I guess that you can't just go out and buy a website because the branding would conflict with your own. But once you're starting about different business models and different income stream types, that certainly makes a lot of sense. And there's nothing I would imagine to stop an Amazon-focused e-commerce business owner. I mean, this is such mealy-mouth language because it's such an odd thing to say an Amazon business owner, because is it Amazon's or is it our own? The truth is it's a mix, right? So it's a mess. And having a content site or a membership site and bolting that straight on, I mean, is that the sort of thing you're seeing people doing specifically with an Amazon sort of background, or is that too granular a question?
Yeah, look, it's fairly granular. I think it's early days, right? But let's look at other social media platforms as a play. So, you know, how you might have a fantastic consumer brand. What does it look like in order to generate a YouTube channel that has an audience that fits straight into the people that you sell to, you know, the consumers that you sell to? So it's thinking a little bit outside the box to continue using your primary e-commerce channel as how you make your money, but it's using other ways or other tools in order to generate new audiences for you as well. So yeah, it's fascinating, Michael. I think that we're seeing a really interesting pivot where business owners are coming up with some more creative ways to expand their opportunity beyond being very, very deep within the category as they are today.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess that as Amazon gets more expensive to advertise on the actual platform itself, and as they take an ever-increasing percentage of the revenue that we're making, and as the competition continues to ramp up, I guess that's true across all platforms, right, and all kind of models, then having that ability to drive your own traffic is really a game changer. So that's a very, very interesting play. Well, look, that's given us lots of food for thought. I think I'm going to draw this little episode to a close, because the next question we're going to talk about is my e-commerce business sellable in 2024 in another episode? Now, of course, we kind of partly answered that, but that's more sort of focused on the people who own a business and want to sell it. Mm. So today has been almost more of a bit of a taster of the goods that are out there if you want to buy a business, really, aren't there? And certainly, yeah, my head's exploding with possibilities here. If people want to check out what you guys do, do you have a sort of free guides that can help people explore a little bit more of how this world works?
Yeah, absolutely. We do. So flippr.com/sell will give you information on how to value your business. It will also guide you to our Exit Ready handbook, which will guide you through the M&A process and how to think about preparing your business to sell as well. And if you're looking at acquiring, our Flippr Premium product gives you 21 days first access to listings before anyone else, as well as a range of industry benchmarking insights and data. Flippr Premium on the flippr.com site will get you there as well.
Excellent. That's called flipperpremium.com. Is that right? Or?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, exactly. Brilliant. Good. Well, look, very, very insightful. Lots of exciting things happening there. And just remains for me to say thanks very much, Benny, for now, from flipper.com. And I look forward to hearing your insights on how to sell your business as well.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
So, Benny, you were kind enough to say to me that you could probably do a special offer for listeners. So what is that special offer?
Yeah, we could offer your listeners 30 days free Flippr Premium.
Okay, amazing. What does that include? What do people get for that?
Yeah, sure. That would include 21 days first access to listings before anyone else gets to see them. You also get benchmarking data and insights looking at 15 years of sales on Flippr. On profit multiples and to see where your business lands.
Yeah, nice. And I would say, by the way, benchmarks, if you know what you're doing, are really important. If you're an experienced business owner, I've been advising a few myself recently who are looking to acquire businesses, and you don't know the e-commerce space, then whilst you know the kind of numbers to look for, you don't know what is right or wrong or good or bad when you see it. So those benchmarks are actually, I would say, in themselves worth having, even if nothing else. So that's extremely powerful. So folks, here is the URL, the usual podcast nightmare. Try and remember the URL. Here we go. It's amazingfba.com/flipperpremium. That's FLIPPA premium, PREMIUM. amazingfba.com/flipperpremium. Can't even say the words, but it's worth having, worth remembering. And of course, we'll be over at 10kcollective.com if you want to get the show notes as well. Thank you so much, Benny. Very generous of you.
Thanks, Michael.
I'm Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA, and I'm the leader of the 10K Collective Mastermind. Masterminds for private label sellers and product brand owners who sell at least $500,000 a year or more on Amazon. Over the last 5 years, we've had members triple their revenue in 1 year, grow to 8 figures, and one member get to a 7-figure exit. Hooray! Now we're taking it to the next level. I'm excited to introduce the 10K Collective Uber Mastermind. It's a unique combination of peer group support in person and online and specialist coaching. We give you everything you need to grow your business to high 7 figures and finally start to get that lifestyle you were promised when you went into this. You'll get clear plans from world-class specialists on things like intellectual property law, e-commerce, image and video marketing, financial engineering, and paid advertising, to name but a few. You'll create bulletproof plans to survive the recession. You'll double check with your peers that they make sense, and then you'll make a plan to make a killing on the rebound. Most importantly, you will actually transform your business. You'll create listings that convert, build a brand that connects, and get premium pricing. You'll learn the latest advertising hacks and master stock management, as well as avoiding Amazon curveballs. Above all, you will create a big, bold 3-year plan for a 7-figure exit. And unlike other programs, we don't just hype you up and then abandon you. You'll have your peers in the mastermind giving you insights from their own businesses and keeping you on track through peer accountability and a little bit of friendly competition. And we'll also have those experts double checking everything you do makes actual sense.
If you finally want to start becoming the entrepreneur you've always known you can be, if you're ready to take your business to seven figures and beyond, go to theamazonmastermind.com to find out more today.